Andre, Notorious B.E.G., how can I help you?
Hi, Andre. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yep. The past what payment?
The past due payment.
It was due
on October 3rd, but we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a payment coming soon. This is what I was trying to tell to Abe. My finances have been kind of depleting. That's why I had to reduce and stop, because wintertime is not good. Like, it slows down a lot. So, I knew I was going to come into this, financial, squeeze or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to still need about a week or two. What is the number? 150?
Yeah, it's 149. And just make sure, that you get it in maybe by even the 31st, because, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So if it clears on the 31st, you're within that 3-day window, and then we can push the next billing out 30 days for you. Seasonal hold if things slow down in the winter. You know, you don't have to pay for it during months that you're not using it. So there's a couple of things that we can do on the back end, assuming that you get the payment in on time, in order to prevent the next one. You know what I mean?
I'm going to pay this, then I'm going to be done. It doesn't matter if you have Abe call me or something. But after I make this payment, I'm just going to be done with the service, because, I do see some productivity. I'm able to use Google review or whatever like that, which is cool, which is great. But I'm going to end the service at this point, and then just pay this bill. But it's going to take me about a week to do that, about a week.
Okay.
This is too much money. It's just too much money. And you guys and every other company has really good salespeople. It's just too much money. Even at $250 coming in, I'm starting this up word of mouth, handshakes and this and that, and the money is not coming in. To pay a solid $250, $150 earning. I don't want to put it on hold. I just want to be done. I'll deal with it at another time. But
yeah, we can. Assuming you get the payment in within the week, that's great. You know, once it posts, then we can cancel the account. But I do want to let you know that there's a note on your account, and I'm sure that Abraham's been talking to you about this, about the live video verification that Google was requiring. And so that's part of the hiccup as to why you're not getting an explosion of results right now. So when Google offers
the live, what is it called? Live?
Yeah, it's called, you've been getting an email probably since maybe the beginning of September. No, actually, this goes back to July. They've been sending you this email. They've been calling you. They've been reaching out to you saying action needed, Google live video verification available. The last one was sent on.
We accomplished that.
Oh, good.
I got one call yesterday. I got my first call from Google yesterday.
Good.
That was awesome. So we did a three-way. We did it. It wasn't with Abe. I can't remember the person. It was a young lady from Local Splash, and we did a three-way with Google. And we were able to get it verified. So that was accomplished.
That was done. Okay, good. Because I saw the last note here was October 4th and nothing since. So I thought, wow, since today's the 24th, it might have been done. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's a very important piece.
We did it like October 10th or 11th or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just check with that department and make sure that everything went through and that there's nothing needed on that end. And the good news is now that that's been done, this is the month that you'll really see things pop. So, you know, if you come to, you know, make the payment and you want to cancel, I'll respect it. But if you wanted to take advantage of the next month that you're paying for, I'll absolutely push the next billing out 30 days for you. So let's say you can't make the payment till November 1st. I would then push the next one out till December 1st. That way you'll get a whole nother month of service.
But I thought the seasonal thing, I could do it for like 2 or 3 months. I could stop it for 2 or 3 months for seasonal.
You can, but the difference is during the seasonal hold, it's actually on hold where the technicians don't do any type of programming whatsoever. And a little orange banner goes up on your site saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. And that's just a friendly reminder for you to let you know that the account's on hold. So if it were me, I would probably keep the account active for another month because this is the month that you'll start seeing it pay off. And then just call us again before the next one and apply the seasonal hold. That way you would eliminate the December payment or November 30th, whenever that is. I'll push the next one out 30 days for you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what? This note on the account, it actually was posted on the 14th saying that the verification was needed, and I don't understand why. So let me just see if I can ask that department, because you said you already did it on the 10th or the 11th.
Yeah, I have about five Google reviews. It was basically to be able to, my Google rating thing is up.
I'm so glad. Yeah, that will also help you get better results. So let me just, I'll check with that department. And like I said, if anything is needed, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. And have a great rest of your week, too.
You take care.
All right. You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.